Community members packed the hearing room of the Regulatory Commission of Alaska this morning in Anchorage. They pushed for consistent gas pricing from NSTAR in response to a recent big jump in rates. KSKA's Ann Hillman attended the public hearing.
About 90 people filled the seats and stood in the hallway to tell the Regulatory Commission their concerns about NSTAR's recent rate increase. The company is charging about 50% more for each unit of gas they sell from July to September. Resident Terry Saldana says she wants to know why.
I understand that, you know, prices are going to fluctuate and go up and down, but 40% to a newly retired person has a great impact on my budget.
Carolyn Gardner testified before the commission. She says she's mad, and she wants the commission to fix the volatility in prices.
I think they should reconsider the okay of it. I mean, it's a ridiculously high increase.
The RCA approved the increase in June. NSTAR representatives spoke before the commission and explained the jump in prices, called the gas cost adjustment. Basically, NSTAR overcollected money from customers in the first quarter and then undercollected in the second quarter. NSTAR is not legally allowed to profit from selling gas. In the past, the natural gas company only adjusted their rates once per year. Now, they do it every 3 months because they have different types of contracts to buy gas from the producers, like Hilcorp and Buccaneer. NSTAR spokesman John Sims says that to make the rates more consistent throughout the year, they have to ask the RCA to change the rules that regulate how much they can charge for gas.
So that's one of the things we're going to look at. We're going to look at how that might impact our gas supply contracts, how it could impact our deliveries, and also how it could impact the customers.
Sim says, in the meantime, customers can use NSTAR's budget billing system. Then, their bill would be exactly the same every month. During the hearing, the RCA discussed the possible need to investigate the way NSTAR determines their gas cost adjustment. In the end, they decided to give NSTAR a few weeks to fix the volatility problem on their own. They will take up the issue again at the end of August. The estimated average cost of natural gas for 2014 will be slightly higher than it was in 2013, but it's still much lower than in 2009. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.